flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to our radio program. It is a radio program.
He's just getting
one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Whoa,
a couple of fires there. We're hot.
We're on.
It is time for Super Bowl Num Num because it is time to talk about the Super Bowl.
Num 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 Num.
I feel like in sports radio, we have to ignore the Super Bowl for a week and a half so as not to be redundant.
Then we can dig into it.
And then we can dig into it. So now it feels about time.
Yeah.
To dig into it, because we don't have a show tomorrow.
No.
And then Thursday and Friday, we'll probably do a lot of it.
And then the super big game, and we recap it on Monday. And
that's always one of my favorite shows in in the sports radio year.
There's just so much to get
The Monday into. After the Super Bowl is one of the best shows to do. It's so fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Who's playing?
I believe it's that team from, believe it's that bird team, and then the Native Americans.
Let me start with this.
What do you
And
got?
You said this the other day, and I couldn't agree more. This is a great game and a great matchup, and shut up if you don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I get
it's
it.
It's good.
We all hate Philadelphia. People are tired of the Chiefs.
I don't hate Philadelphia, and I don't hate the Chiefs.
Well, I think people hate the city of Philadelphia. I think people hate Philadelphia fans. I think people hate Nick Sirianni.
Well, then there's your villain.
But the bottom line is, but you can't because Kansas City's the villain. I also love I love that Kansas City, by the way, is just finding out that they're indeed a villain.
Yeah.
People are like, what, people hate us? Yeah, dude, people hate you. But
don't you think it's kind of been fast? Like, it's only been this year that I feel like people have started to say that, and it came quick.
It did. Well, but that's Steph Curry and the Warriors, right? Like, it comes at you fast. That's a Batman thing. Speaking of the Jordan Mailata, like, you either die, you live long enough to become the villain, and Kansas City didn't die, and now they're the villain.
I don't remember the Warriors being so abrupt. I do remember, obviously, they win a lot, and they win a bunch, and then eventually you're like, okay, I'm kind of tired of them. I never got tired of them because I think
they went from a sixth seed to title winners the next year. I'm pretty sure.
Well, what does that have to do with people hating them?
Well, you said you don't remember being abrupt. I mean, they went from barely making the playoffs and getting in.
Thank you for paying attention. We're talking about people hating the champions.
Yeah.
Right? Like when it becomes that they're the villain. The Patriots are weird because the Patriots won three Super Bowls and then had a long break where they didn't win, and then they won three more.
They're in the middle of
this. So they're weird.
Yeah.
But the whole time, they were pretty good. Mm-hmm. So we hated it. It was just a long, slow burn with the Patriots, and they were never that exciting to watch.
Yeah, this is.
And so it was like, I hate this.
This has been quick.
Kansas City, I feel like last year, it's great. Patrick Mahomes is great. This year, I hate them. They're the worst refs. Refs, they just win because of the. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is weird. But,
let me just say, I think this is a great matchup, and I would like to frame it in this way.
Talk to me, Goose.
We often hear talk about coach quarterback, right? We talk about all the great dynasties have the great coach and the great quarterback
almost
marriage.
Always.
Almost always, right?
Yep.
Name one that didn't have that.
You really don't have. I mean, for a dynasty, you can win a Super Bowl without that, but to be a dynasty, you always have the combo.
Exactly.
You just do.
And that's what we have with the Chiefs, with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And I think it's very interesting that the Eagles are sort of the opposite of that. Now, I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts sucks. I'm not.
But he's not elite.
He's not, and neither is Nick Sirianni.
No.
And isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
And also, if we want to drag, and it kind of comes back to Howie Roseman, if we want to drag their last Super Bowl champion into it, they had Doug Peterson and Nick Foles
as
their coach-quarterback combo, and they won.
It really is the outlier.
It's amazing, and it, and I think it points to Howie Roseman because their roster is so filthy good.
It's the best in football.
It is not about coach quarterback, and I think in this world of coach quarterback, Mahomes Reed, you know, it's always about that.
Yeah.
I think it's refreshing to see Philly here, and we ask the question, can a GM win a Super Bowl without a great coach and without a superstar quarterback?
We're about to find out.
Well, Philly already did it once.
Yes, that's true. They did it once. But, you know, they had Wentz, and then Wentz got hurt, and, yeah, they were able to piece it together with Foles during the final weeks.
But come on, how many teams? You have to be built really well,
yes,
to win a quarterback with Nick, or to win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. There's two ways to win in the NFL, and that is you have a quarterback that covers up all the holes in your roster because you pay him a bunch of money, or you have a roster that builds up your quarterback. Philly is unique in that they have a quarterback that has holes, but he still makes giant amounts of money, and the roster is so good, and they've done such a nice job of drafting. And they've done such a nice job in free agency and trades that they're still able to cover up the holes of the expensive quarterback that can't carry a team.
It's really amazing.
It really is. They are. That's why I said going into this game, outside of Mahomes, which is a massive advantage. I saw Stephen A. was talking with, it might have been Orlovsky today, and I thought Dan had a nice pushback, and he said, dude, regardless of what happens in this game, there is going to be the narrative that if Jalen Hurts wins, that Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback. And it's just not true. Jalen Hurts is not elite. He's not an elite thrower of the football. He's not an elite guy when it comes to reading defense. He's not an elite runner. He is a good, solid quarterback. He is a top 10 to 15 quarterback in the league. He's just solid. But he is in no way elite. And yet, if he wins this Super Bowl and they slay the dragon, we are going to try to elevate him. And Orlovsky was like, stop it. Okay? He is not anywhere near those top guys. He is not Justin Herbert. He's not even in that second class, right? If you could say he's in the back half of that second class. But their roster is so good. And that's the fascinating part is, outside of the quarterback position, I do not believe that there is a single position group from Kansas City that you would take over Philadelphia. You wouldn't take their running backs. You wouldn't take their receivers. You wouldn't take their offensive line. You wouldn't take their the tight end. I don't even know if you take their tight end with as old as Kelsey is.
Goddard's probably better at this point.
You wouldn't take their defensive line. Now, Chris Jones is elite, but the entire Philly D-line is better, including Jalen Carter, which might be the best defensive tackle, including Chris Jones right now in football. You wouldn't take their linebacker. Zach Bond is a defensive player of the year. That group is probably pretty similar, but Philly's is better, and they both have good secondaries. But there isn't a single position group that you would take. And yet going into this, we all kind of feel like Kansas City will win this game. We've seen it before because of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and the fact that in one possession games, the last 17, including the playoffs, the Kansas City Chiefs are 7-0, and we watch them erase a 10-point second-half deficit to these Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. We watched them come back against the San Francisco 49ers. And there's just something about that combo that makes you think that they will overcome. But on paper, Philly, it should be a significant favorite in this game, minus the quarterback position.
But they're not.
They're not.
And that is trust in Kansas City. You know, they get in these games and they win. They confuse quarterbacks. You know, that's the thing. I mean, if they're going to win this game, they're going to have to confuse Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Because they're...
And they can.
Philly's offensive line, I just read today that that is the biggest offensive line in terms of heaviest and tallest in Super Bowl history.
And they're just damn good. Now, the question becomes is, are they all healthy?
Yeah, exactly. But there's the Eagles' offensive line is 6'6", 338.
Good Lord.
That is on average.
Yikes.
Do you care to guess... Art Shell, one of the great offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Remember him? Famer. Big dude, Raiders coach.
Yep.
Do you care to guess what he measured up at when he played?
I'm guessing Art was probably 6'4", probably 270.
So these Eagles offensive linemen, on average, 6'6", 338.
Yeah.
Art Shell, 6'5", 265.
265.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal has a great piece, if you've got a subscription, where they put these guys, like Mulata was one, and then who's the other? Becton?
Yeah, the Mekhi Becton.
The biggest guy. They're the two biggest ones.
Yeah.
They put their silhouettes next to, like, Steph Curry. who's the little gymnast?
Simone Biles.
Like, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
So The offensive line should win the game for Philly. That's why they're here.
Yes.
They're 15-1 since their bye week. They're Saquon Barkley, and that's another thing about Howie Roseman. Give that guy some credit.
Yep.
He signed Saquon Barkley when nobody wanted running backs.
Yep.
And he, I mean,
he put together arguably the greatest running back season of all time. Had they let him play, he would have broken the rushing record.
A lot of that's the offensive line.
Yes.
In this same article, they were saying that Barkley's getting 3.8 yards before contact.
That's silly.
That's crazy. That's the best in the NFL since 2016. Mm-hmm. This is no shot at Saquon Barkley. He is shifty. He is good. But you give any running back 3.8 yards before contact on average, they're going to have that kind of season.
Yeah.
So what that means is he doesn't get touched for almost four yards. And then, of course, he's very shifty. So you can see why they're so hard to stop, where the Chiefs are going to have to win because they ain't, I mean, that offensive line is one of the best we've ever seen. You're right. We have to talk about, we can do this another time. We'll do it later in the week, maybe. But Cam Jurgens has been hurt.
Yep.
And Landon Dickerson is hurt. But it sounds like they're both going to play. It's just a matter of how effective they'll be. At any rate, you're not beating that. Kansas City, and I know people will be like, well, Chris Jones and the Kansas City. Dude, this Philly offensive line, that is the unit.
Yeah.
But what Kansas City always does is they confuse the damn quarterback.
Yep.
And it happens every time. I was reading that Josh Allen turned the ball over. So they, you know, as you know, they call them turnover worthy plays. Mm-hmm. It's where you don't actually turn it over sometimes, but you put the ball
in harm
where it could be turned over.
Or you fumble the ball and you get it back. Yeah. Allen had a couple of those.
Because if you get super lucky, it doesn't mean you aren't about to turn it over a bunch.
Yeah.
If you put the ball in harm's way, Josh Allen, in 10 weeks leading up to the Kansas City game, the playoff game, he had two turnover-worthy plays. Think about that. He put the ball in jeopardy.
It's ridiculous.
In 10 weeks, think about all the plays, twice.
Hmm.
You know how many times he did it against Kansas City just last week?
I'm guessing at least two or three times.
There were three.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it right there. Jalen Hurts graded out, according to Pro Football Focus, in the first Super Bowl meeting against Kansas City, they graded that as his best game of his career.
Yeah. And that's where he got the big contract. And outside of the fumble, they should have won that game.
Well, they lost.
They lost.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. They lost. That was the best game of his career, and he lost. Now, fast forward to this year, and yes, the offensive line is just amazing, but Jason Kelsey's not in there.
No.
Jurgens is hurt. Mm-hmm. Dickerson's hurt. And then you got Kansas City, who is looking at Jalen Hurts, probably licking their chops, because I don't know what you think about Jalen Hurts, but that dude has been holding on to the ball right and left.
Yes.
He is not the same Jalen Hurts.
No, he's not.
I don't really know why. Maybe it's his knee. Maybe it's the OC. I don't know, but this is not the same Jalen Hurts that played the best game of his career against Kansas City the first time around. So why on earth do we think Jalen Hurts can beat him this time around?
Well, I think what's happened with Hurts is, as it's gone on, is they were so RPO heavy, and I'm not saying RPOs are dead, but the NFL, like everything else, is adjusted, and teams have adjusted to what Philadelphia is doing, and they no longer just RPO you to death. And Hurts really makes his living just throwing the ball to the outside of the numbers and the go balls, and you have two elite receivers on the outside. Where he struggles is what you said, is when you have changing looks.
Exactly.
And no one changes their looks better than what Kansas City does.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's what Kansas City does.
Yes.
So I am really struggling to find the Chiefs have a real problem with the Philly offensive line and Saquon Barkley. Yep. They do, and they know that.
Yep.
But I have a really hard time.
Yeah.
Getting past how on earth Jalen Hurts, the way he's been looking and knowing what Kansas City does, mm-hmm. how the hell does he beat them? So then you key on Barkley.
Yep.
You make sure he doesn't break the long ones. He's probably going to get some. They're going to move the ball. They're going to get into the red zone. But you got to be good on third down. You got to make sure he doesn't break the long ones like he's been doing. And you got to confuse Jalen Hurts. You do that, you're going to get a turnover or two, and mm-hmm. you're going to win the game. That's what Kansas City does.
Yeah.
I just don't see anything from Jalen Hurts that leads me to think that he'll be so extraordinary like he was last game, which, by the way, they didn't even win.
No. The only thing I'll say if you're a Philly fan is Jalen Hurts, the game he played against the Commanders, and I get it, the Commanders' defense is not the Kansas City defense, especially with the looks that Spags can throw at you. That's the best that Jalen Hurts has looked all year. And I said it, if Jalen Hurts plays the game he did against Washington, they can beat Kansas City.
But he
won't. That's a big if. I know.
He won't. That's two different defenses.
The other one, too, is that if you are Philadelphia, you are going to come into this and the game plan is simply run.
But Casey knows that.
Casey knows it. And so,
again, it goes back to Jalen Hurts.
A lot of teams stack the ball. They're the 28th or 29th passing offense in the league, and yet it's still one of the best offenses in the league simply because of Saquon Barkley.
Look, well, and the offensive line.
And the offensive line, exactly. So this is going to be, I know it's simplistic, I just, if Jalen Hurts plays a good game, I think Philadelphia will win. To your point, do I think Jalen Hurts is going to play a good game against Kansas City? No. No, I do not. Which is why I think Kansas City will win, despite the fact that I think Philadelphia has top to bottom a superior roster at every position outside of that one.
If he holds on to the ball like he has been,
he's in trouble.
I don't care how good their offensive line is. Chris Jones is going to murder him.
Yeah.
He's going to feast.
Yeah.
And so I mean,
the other one that I hope that Philadelphia does is you got to take the training wheels off, and I would love to see Jalen Hurts get involved in the run game. Like design quarterback runs. Like
non-scramble runs.
Non-scramble stuff. And that's the other one. People think Jalen Hurts is this mobile runaround quarterback. He really is not. Get him involved. And I understand the knee is banged up, and I understand he's battled injuries. Dude, it is the freaking Super Bowl, and you know they are going to be loading the box against Saquon Barkley. Get Jalen Hurts out on the edge. Get him involved in the run game and try to loosen that up.
All right. Well, we've got numbers coming up on our Super Bowl num-num. You see that? Num-num?
Num-num-num-num.
Numbers.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some numbers that you may want to hear. If you haven't bet it yet, I don't know if you guys have bet it. I don't know.
I was
an instant Kansas City. When I saw it under 3,
yeah.
I was instant Kansas
no hesitation.
City. No hesitation at all. And I, even if they don't cover, I still think I placed a good bet.
I tend to agree with
it's
you.
It's just, that's just this. Kansas City less than a field goal is a blind bet for me. I don't care who they're playing.
I want to bet Philly and I can't.
Okay. So I have some numbers and we'll get to some of those. And then, we got to talk about Michael Jordan's kid.
Oh yeah. It's a hell of a night.
Yeah, he scored 36.
And dropped his dad's name.
At the YMCA. That is coming up. But first, Buck.